How did you come to work with Tina Turner on her last album?
Well, she was working. Rupert Hine had been asked to do a couple of tracks for her new album.
Oh, yeah.
And we were happened to be in London at the time, and he needed some guitars, so he phoned Jamie up. Then the next day, he needed some backing vocals. They gave me a ring, so I went, oh, yeah, Tina Turner. I can remember her from when I was a little kid.
Yeah, and, with Ike?
Yeah, you get this chance to sort of work with somebody that's always been in the jobs, like I was working with the Beatles or something. So we were thrilled.
Yeah, she's made an amazing comeback. Her album is actually number one on our chart.
That's right. I think it's she deserves it, and she's kept her mind very fresh. She's like a little girl, the excitement that comes from her. She's totally a natural spirit. Somebody that's been in that long in this business is very refreshing to see, and it gives us all confidence that you don't have to become the way a lot of people seem.
Mm-hmm.
Gives strength.
Yeah, you also appeared in a couple of her videos.
Yeah.
Have they been released yet?
I think, yeah, You Better Be Good to Me is released, which I've seen that on MTV, which is quite fun.
Which is the other one?
The other one is Might Have Been Queen.
Mm.
It's a lyric written by Jeanette Obstjoy, again, for Tina.
Oh, yeah.
The song was written by Rupert as well.
What do you do in the videos?
We're dancing around with her and just explaining that there's a certain character that these songs are aimed at.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a third-party character is always good to portray something. That's the idea, the role I adopted in the video in a fun way, but like the sloppy boyfriend in Better Be Good to Me, if you like.
Oh, I see.
It's abstract, but you get the idea.
Yeah. I have to keep my eyes open for that.
Yeah, it's
on MTV there.